Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Because if we weren't here, we'd be somewhere else.
It doesn't matter where we are as long as we're here. It doesn't matter where here is.
It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is the name of the show, freetalklive.com. If you've never heard of us, please visit the website, freetalklive.com. I'm sitting here drinking Earl Grey hot.
Oh, yes, Earl Grey.
As a captain, I figured I'd take a page out of, you know, the book of other captains.
Right.
This one being Picard, who, you know, is
infamous. Oh, so I see how you're tying that in with Shatner, too, with the star date.
Right, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
And, like, I come from a long line of captains, right? Kangaroo, Picard.
Right.
Right.
Captain America.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
You know, there's a bunch of these.
Hmm.
And, you know, It's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can take little bits of other captains and incorporate them into my captainship.
The best of.
Yes.
The greatest hits.
Yes.
Right.
So, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me?
Steve Classic.
And... question mark. We have one of our team of, sorry, I have to say this, right? If I say it wrong, it sounds like we're making drugs. If I say it wrong, a crack team of producers. There we go.
Our team of crack producers.
Not our team of crack producers, but our crack team of producers is standing by should, this just in, ladies and gentlemen.
It's daylight savings time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the third host of tonight's program.
Nikki Sunshine.
And welcome. Welcome. Mr. Producer, can you grab one of the crowns over there for us, please?
Oh, I knew this was going to happen.
Come on, man.
Like 30 seconds.
Just one. Just one. You don't have to wear it the whole show, but, right. You know. You got to kind of put it on upside down. Because otherwise we might get, like, copyright infringement or something.
Wouldn't want that.
I'm not sure.
Kerber Bing.
Yeah.
Kerber Bing.
Kerber Bing.
Have it your way.
Oh, my gosh. It looks far better on you, Nikki, than it did on Peakless Mountaineer, of course. Just so you're aware.
You can get that picture up on the website immediately.
Yeah, you're just going to have to let the thing sit here, and that thing's going to be, and it's all weird. You know.
Well, it's falling off.
It is falling.
That's all right. I know how to fix things.
You are pretty handy like
that. No worry.
I'll give you that. The telephone number, if you would like to join us in the studio tonight, is 603-283-6160. Hold that, Nikki. Just hold
that's
it right there.
That's a good
there.
Photo,
oh,
too.
Yeah. All right. Oh, we got a better one. All right. There we go. That'll be the thumbnail for tonight. Nikki and the Crown of Shame.
I know that first one was pretty terrible.
The second one's better.
Yeah,
second one's better. We have many, many things to talk about. As usual for Sunday, we're over-prepped. Not only did every one of us sitting here tonight bring prep for tonight, but Richie Rich also, even though he's off tonight, he chummed the water with, I don't even know, man, like a dozen or 15 things.
I think that's just what he does is look up that style of content.
For Sunday specifically. Yeah.
No, I think maybe that's just, you know.
That's just him?
I think that might just be him.
You think we're getting a little reflection of Richie Rich's online persona?
Yeah.
It's rubbing off on all of us.
But it's a solid excuse, though. It's like, oh, well, you know, Sunday content. Yeah. We get a little silly.
Just for the record, I don't want any of you rubbing off on me or rubbing off on me. Whatever. However you want to phrase that. Yeah. So it's Sunday at Free Talk Live, and Free Talk Live is a pretty serious show for the most part. Like, we like to have fun, and, like, there's always some, you know, version of laughter, laughing at statists or laughing at government, that type of a thing. But on Sundays, we take it a little lighter than most of the other days. And so I saw this.
And it's St. Patrick's Day, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We had St. Patty's Day at a Jamaican place. Happy St. Patty's, man.
Hey, have a rum. Have some rum. Hey, we're multicultural.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Yeah. No discrimination
like,
there, you know?
And, like, I'm, like, more St. Patty's on every other day of the year than most people are on this day. I was, during the breaks in last night's show, I was talking with the hosts last night about... I don't like how, because St. Patty's is on a Sunday, all of the bars and restaurants, like, hijacked the entire weekend.
Yeah.
It was St. Patty's on Friday, yeah. St. Patty's on Saturday. Yeah.
Hope you
St.
like corned beef
today,
and hash. And Guinness.
Corned beef brunch.
What's the other thing? Irish car beef. Bombs? Those are fun. We should have brought some of those. Well, I couldn't really partake.
If you ever go to an authentic Irish bar, you do not order an Irish car bomb. You order a car bomb.
Oh, okay.
You don't put the word Irish in front
of it. Is that offensive? No.
It is.
Okay.
To the Irish.
Noted.
Somehow. I only learned this by...
getting punched by a bartender.
No, no. I used to work at a place in Seattle that was in walking distance of an Irish pub that was open for lunch. And so I would take my lunch hour at the Irish pub. And so I'm in there, and I think I took my lunch a little late, maybe around 2 p.m., you know, so like... you know, I'm
that's
almost
close to happy hour.
I'm almost finished yeah. with my lunch, getting my check, and like in walks, I don't know, half a dozen. I'm gonna call them kids, right? They're obviously maybe just 21 in that range. Mm. And one guy from the table gets up, comes to the bar to order, because there was only just one bartender in the place, and he's like, "Yeah, can we get 6 Irish car bombs?" And the bartender, legit Irish, right? Like, not fake Irish accent. Like, he was imported.
Like, come on.
No, he was like, so 6 car bombs then? And the guy was like, yeah, 6 Irish car bombs. And he goes, so 6 car bombs then? He, like, puts a dramatic pause into it. And the guy finally got, he's like, oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry, 6 car bombs. He's like, okay, I will make you 6 car bombs, right?
Wow.
And he kind of looked over at me as he was, like, going to make them. He's like, rolls his eyes, like, these people don't know how to order.
He's going to tell his friend, hey, you order the second round.
Yeah,
let him have it.
So, yeah. How do we get on St. Patty's Day?
I said, happy St. Patrick's Day, man.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, Jamaican restaurant.
All right.
I even have my... my decorations?
I am wearing a green shirt. I don't know that I intended to wear it today as a St. Patrick's thing.
I've got some USD on me.
It just happened.
Got a green cup.
You have a green cup, yes. So, one cup, one dude. So anyway, here's the headline from, I don't even know what this is, USMB, USMessageBoard.com.
Hmm.
Man arrested after sending hundreds of used dildos to the White House on Valentine's Day.
Arrested?
Where's the crime?
Yeah, I was gonna.
Like,
is that illegal?
Like,
I mean,
where's the like?
It frowned upon.
Frowned upon? Yeah.
Uncouth, perhaps.
Yeah, you're supposed to boil them after, I think.
Were they, I mean, used? Were they?
Yeah, so I said, is it used, right? Yeah.
Let me reiterate. Right.
Captain continues.
Man arrested after sending hundreds of used dildos to the White House on Valentine's Day. So that's a loaded headline, first of all. Man, right?
Right. Hundreds.
Assumably they're talking about a dude. Right? Right. Not person, right? Man, right?
Man.
Arrested, right? So the state came after him in some way, shape, or form. After sending hundreds, not just a few, not just one.
Not 99. Right?
That's like you're hundreds. Accepting donations. Of putting an ad out in the paper.
And not just hundreds of
used.
Used.
So where did he get all these?
these are the questions that I was like, wait a minute, there's a whole lot to unpack here. To the White House, right?
White House.
Did you ship them USPS, FedEx? Right? How did they get there? What method, you know?
Right.
And then on Valentine's Day, right? So, there's a lot of coordination that had to happen to make this thing go.
I could just imagine, because it goes through an X-ray machine in the mail room, and I'm sure the mail room is not at the White House. It's probably in a facility or something.
The non-binary room, right?
Right. So it's got to go through
the mail room.
The mail room. So it's got to go through an X-ray scanner of some sort. So, I could just imagine, whoa, what's this? You see all of these, open that up. I'm not opening that up. I just sent it right over to Joe's office.
What are these? What are these things? All right, Washington, D.C. Kurt Fellows, that's the guy's name, the man in question. They claim he's age 67. So
he's getting Social Security.
He's lived a full life, right? Yeah. In order to make it to 67, one must have lived a full life.
He's been collecting them for 40. He's finally got to get rid of his collection.
Yeah. It's a full life, all right.
It's a full life.
Kurt Fellows is being held by the Secret Service.
Wow.
Don't talk about it. It's the Secret Service. Is being held by Secret Service at an undisclosed location. After a shipment containing close to 1,000 previously used sex toys.
That's more than 100.
Yeah, the number just keeps going up.
Well, I mean, if it's less than 1,000. If it's less than 1,000, then you can't say 1,000. You get hundreds, right?
Yeah.
Close to 1,000.
But hundreds could also be 200,
yeah. Right,
300,
yes. Yeah.
900.
Yes.
Not out of the question.
Not out of the question. It's all up to you.
Fuzzy math.
Whose job was it to count them?
Evidence bag one, evidence bag two, bag
what
three.
What did that particular police or Secret Service agent do wrong to get assigned the duty?
Yeah. I got bit by Biden's dog, and now I got to count the
of counting these. What did you do at work today, honey?
Well, let me tell you.
There was a box, you see. All right, so this guy is being held by Secret Service at an undisclosed location after a shipment containing close to 1,000 previously used sex toys, in parentheses, dildos, arrived at the White House on Valentine's Day, addressed to President Biden.
Oh.
The letter attached to the shipment said...
There's a letter.
Well,
a love letter.
Look, you're not going to send this type of a gift without
your secret admirer.
Without enclosing some sort of a note.
Yeah. Well, apparently it was incriminating because they found the gentleman that did this.
The letter said, "Happy Valentine's Day, Sleepy Joe. Since you like to FCC all of us, why don't you go FCC yourself?"
Wow. That's good. I want to give that a round of applause.
That's a pretty good quote, right? It's one I can certainly applaud for certain.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who the president,
all of them.
Yeah. So, while sending an unsolicited shipment of dildos to the president... is grounds for arrest. I'm not sure how that happened.
What law is he breaking?
Yeah, I don't know. Not to mention a possible health concern. The addition of the letter, which for reasons of national security cannot be fully disclosed to the public at this time.
So there was more.
I ask you not. It's literally what they're saying.
It's probably embarrassing.
This letter is a matter of national security.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
It's redacted. The whole thing is crossed out.
How is sending an unsolicited shipment of dildos to the president grounds for arrest? What particular law has been broken there? You know?
Hate speech?
He wasn't speaking. He just sent a gift, if you will.
Well, you know how it is. They just make stuff up. That sounds illegal.
That's true. If you think you might have an idea, give us a call, 603-283-6160.
Inside information.
Imagine being that guy's attorney.
Or if you worked at the FedEx facility, what's in this package?
Any explosives or chemicals or
yeah, you know, they say like any lithium batteries, perfume,
liquids,
fireworks, alcohol. Yeah,
no.
Lithium batteries? I don't think so. We're sending them separately.
Yeah, I wonder if they were loaded though with batteries, right? You know?
That might be part of the, you know, like, it could technically be an explosive of some sort. Yeah. You know, lithium batteries could explode. I don't know.
Do they put lithium batteries in these things?
I don't know.
Maybe. Human... I don't know. Don't look at me.
Is there any batteries in the Crown of Shame? No?
Oh. No.
All right. Just checking. So anyway, reasons of national security, the letter cannot be fully disclosed to the public at this time, has put Kurt Fellows at the top of the to-do list for the Secret Service. They wrote that.
I hope that letter comes out someday.
Federal agents went to Kurt Fellows' Montana ranch and arrested him without incident.
Oh, it sounds nice.
So he has a ranch, apparently, from Montana.
Got Montana plates.
Once in custody, the self-proclaimed patriot...
self-proclaimed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
just doing that gives you status already.
Once in custody, the self-proclaimed patriot became belligerent and aggressive to the point where he had to be sedated and put into a straitjacket.
Tranquilized.
What? That sounds... I mean, someone who would pull a prank like this might be a little unhinged. I don't think it's illegal.
Like,
I don't think they should have sedated him. That sounds kind of crazy to like give this man tranquilizers.
Like this is
but
like I
yeah,
wish
straight jacket. Throw him in the padded cell.
I wish that like I had thought of something like this as a publicity stunt for like my EP release.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. You know, put a little logo on each one of them or something. You know, I don't know. Like somehow that would, and then like the press that you get just from this.
Right.
You know, would have
is worth the secret location that they're keeping him at.
Right. Maybe not the becoming belligerent and aggressive to the point where he had to be sedated. But then again, maybe they just said that that's what he did for as an excuse to sedate him anyway. Right. So they could do whatever they want, take him to their secret location without having to put a bag over his head, so he didn't see where they were going or something. I don't know. I'm not in the Secret Service.
We want to see the footage.
Letters from friends, family, and acquaintances are already arriving in droves pleading for the release of Kurt Fellows. It's clear his actions met with the support of his peers, just based on the number of letters and whatever that are coming in. It is understood that Kurt Fellows has been collecting used sex toys from like-minded women in the Montana area.
Like-minded women?
Do you
hate Joe Biden? Donate your used dildos today. That's what I said. And that's what I said in the beginning when you first started reading it. He put an ad in the paper.
Yeah. In all 1,000 women in Montana.
Yeah, or modern day, Facebook post.
His church group? Or like, I mean,
it's a church group.
Like, how do you solicit nearly 1,000 of these things? You know, from somewhere in Montana.
Well, there could be more than one per person.
Did he put up a GoFundMe or something? Like, you know, like, I don't...
Trade in your old one and get a new one?
Oh, the dildo buyback program.
Right. We're going to destroy the battery so they'll never work again.
Yeah, you can't write comedy like this. It's just not possible. Reality is stranger than
right. You couldn't even think like, well, come up with a crazy story. Like, you couldn't even think of this.
Dear AI,
please
come up with a crazy story for Sunday night
for Babe Valentine.
We want Montana. We want dildos.
Patriot.
This really has it all. Yeah.
Here's like 10 words. Go ahead, write us a crazy story.
And here it is.
Grok or chatbot or whatever.
We should try that. See what the alternate story is.
Maybe one day if I'm out of stuff, right? Like, you know, if we can't find, like...
Content,
you know, maybe one day we'll sink that low, but hopefully that day will never come.
That could be good, you know, if you have a caller, call in, and then give us 10 keywords, and we'll come up with a story. We need a sponsor for that.
We would definitely need a producer to do that as well. It is understood that Kurt Fellows had been collecting used sex toys from like-minded women. I don't even know why they got to put that in there. Like, what do they mean, like-minded women?
They like to use dildos? They all
don't like Joe Biden?
Yeah. It seems like a way to, like, incriminate them in a way, like,
they're accomplices.
Because, they're not innocent. They also...
Many people in the New Hampshire, we'll call it Liberty community, people who want more freedom in their lifetime, will use the phrase like-minded to refer to other liberty-minded people.
Yeah.
So, like,
mm-hmm.
I hear that all the time. It means something to me that obviously it doesn't mean in this article. That's what I'm saying.
It's a different kind of
different
like-minded.
Different kind of like-minded, yeah. The not-so-like-minded. In the Montana area, and that these like-minded women, apparently, were, quote, more than pleased with the idea.
More than pleased, period. Well, not anymore.
And then also pleased with the idea of the president receiving a giant shipment of their toys, their sex toys, for Valentine's Day. No official statement from the White House has been released at the time of this writing.
I can see that Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, saying something about that. Oh, no, that was we don't know anything about that.
They have a link to, it looks like, KVTA4.
Oh, it's getting picked up by the wire, huh?
Yeah, I just want to see if it's word for word. It looks like it's word for word, the same article.
Headline on the Drudge Report.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Wow, that is... This is one of these stories we have to keep up with, which means we likely never will.
Following up.
Some comments from below. Sounds like illegal dumping of toxic waste. Everybody does that. Number one, where do you get 1,000 used dildos? Number two, how do you know that they've been used?
There could have been some new ones in there.
Maybe they weren't used until they got to the White House. And then the White House was like, hey, look, free dildo. But make sure you bring them back because they're not yours. They're for the president.
It's like a library, you know. You borrow it.
He's sleeping now, so.
It gives new new meaning to FJB, right? Somebody says you can get that number of dildos from eBay.
Well, how do they know?
How do you know?
Previous purchases.
603-283-6160. Would you participate in this type of a prank? Would you
surrender your dildos,
your sex toy, and allow them to be part of a shipment to the White House for Valentine's Day to tell the president to go FCC himself? Give us a call. It's Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Consumer spending's expected to reach over $22 billion this Easter.
81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, according to a survey by National Retail Federation. They plan to spend an average of $177 per person and will spend the most on food, followed by clothing and then gifts. Half of all households with children are planning an Easter egg hunt at home, while the most popular Easter Sunday activity is cooking, a holiday meal, visiting friends and family. 43% of respondents plan to go to church. I'm Dave Collins.
A recent Gallup survey reveals the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Some guy in the background laughing at us. Thanks for playing.
Come on. I think it might be that gnome over there.
Is it Gnome?
Yeah, Gnome.
No Gnomes or Good Gnomes with Gary Gnome? Mm-hmm. Now, there's like a certain age of people who know who Gary Gnu is.
No.
Gary Gnu.
Yeah.
Not me.
Sounds familiar.
No Gnus is Good Gnus. Oh. With Gary Gnu.
That does sound familiar, though. What is that from?
He was an anchor puppet from The Great Space Coaster.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. If you were to use your magic rectangle and search Gary Gnu, it's GNU, right?
Yeah.
You would find a picture of a puppet reading the news, and that's Gary Gnu.
Gary Gnu.
Yeah.
Good news.
I guess we're kind of doing news here, but it's weird news.
remember that periodical? It was called Weekly World News. It was in the grocery stores. Like, it was, I don't know.
It's like the National Enquirer.
It's kind of like the National
Tabloid.
But it was always like crazy things like JFK returns in a spaceship with an amazing new diet.
Right, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just completely phony baloney.
Or president's daughter pregnant with alien offspring, something like that.
Yeah, just crazy stuff. Weekly World News.
All right. We were talking about this story that we found on USMB, that's usmessageboard.com, that was originally posted out of Montana somewhere. The headline reads, "Man arrested after sending hundreds of used dildos to the White House on Valentine's Day." He enclosed a special message. It says, "Happy Valentine's Day, Sleepy Joe. Since you like to FCC all of us, why don't you go FCC yourself?
Amen.
And, like, I couldn't find any crime here. Apparently Secret Service thinks he's committed several crimes. He's been arrested and held at an undisclosed location.
Sedated.
And sedated.
Put in a straitjacket.
Yeah, they gave him drugs and a straitjacket, yeah.
And now he's at an undisclosed location.
And it almost feels like we're joking.
We're
but
not.
No, that's
no,
serious.
Like,
it was in
yeah,
the, yeah.
Like,
if you missed the first segment, all of those details were, in fact, in this article.
They certainly were.
So?
And it's, like, it's just another thing about politics. It's like, you know, this is a great prank. It deserves the press it's getting. It does not deserve getting arrested by Secret Service. Right? You want to do an investigation on the guy? Okay, fine. You want to figure out that he doesn't like Biden? That's fine, too. But, like, where's the harm? A crime is supposed to contain harm to an individual or another person's property. Well, the White House is public property, so theoretically it right. belongs to all of us. So he didn't harm that property. He didn't. No one, at least that we know of, was harmed in the collecting of these sex toys. And the shipment of them. So, other than a little bit of nuisance,
it's a practical joke.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is. They're gonna make something up, like, oh, he was threatening the president.
They're calling it
now.
A matter of national security.
Yeah, national security. Okay.
All right. Well, if you have any comments on that, you can give us a call 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight. Captain Plug, Stardate 03172024 that I forgot of the first segment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
So we do have a number two story. We have a couple of them. We weren't sure.
Two number two.
The one that you put in, Steve thinks, was covered whenever I wasn't here on the New Year's show.
Oh. With the moose poop?
I thought that was a different one.
I don't recall the one.
Oh, there's two people who do moose poop.
All right, well, let's do that.
It's ladies from Maine. It is an old story though. It was from like.
Oh, this could be an update.
She's been doing this for a while.
Because I know we went to the Etsy site.
But since we mentioned it, we might as well recap it.
All right. But I will give you a warning. To censor yourself.
I've skimmed it. I realize that there are some. Expletives.
Because if
that,
you just read it, you right. might, you know, slip up, so
I
you
will,
can't.
I will put on my, yourself.
I will put on my best censorship hat.
Get your finger on the dump button.
This woman sells moose poop artwork, and her sales pitch will have you laughing. Mary Winchenbach, owner of Turdy Works, spelled with an I, T-I-R-D-I-W-O-R-K.
Turdy. Like, you know, three dirty.
Tree dirty.
Tree dirty.
I'm telling you, it was dirty. Presented her sales pitch for her moose turds company at the Common Ground Fair in Unity, Maine. She really wanted people to buy her crap.
Well, it's not her crap.
Well, crap. It doesn't even say her crap. I inserted that. Yeah. Mary Winchenbach has a background in microbiology and chemistry, including over 40 years in food safety and health inspection. 15 years ago, Mary was walking in the woods and came across a pile of moose poo. I thought, how funny would that be if those turds had eyeballs, Mary told BuzzFeed. Mary began creating her SE artwork with a variety of punny names. Hopefully I can say them.
Hopefully you can say them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I can say them. Hopefully I can say them in the appropriate way that we don't get dinged by the FCC.
Right.
Dingleberries is one of them. S-O-S, or S on a shingle, if you will. One of them's called Holy Crap. One of them's called S-Weed, S-Kickers, Croc of S, and S-End of the Stick are just some of the pieces that she sells. She sells not seashells, nor does she sell them by the seashells.
Nope.
Mary told BuzzFeed a few years after starting her business, her and her partner Deb adopted three children with special needs, and she decided to put her crappy business on hold. Oh, I thought that's why she did the credit. Like, she wanted to
make extra money.
Well, give her kids something to inherit later on. You know?
Yeah, here you go, kids.
Well, that's why she adopted them for the, you know, she needed some help.
Kid grows up, mom dies, right? And is bragging to, yeah, hey, mom died, but she left me the business and everything. Oh, yeah, well, my mom died and left me like $100,000 or whatever, right? And the other kid's like, well, my mom left me was crap.
Moose poop.
Moose crap, specifically. After 10 years, Mary returned to the turds and began creating and selling artwork made from the moose droppings. She tells us that the custom artwork sells for between $5 and $45, depending on the piece. So,
is it the size of the item?
Oh,
well,
man.
She said $5 a turd is what she gets. Yeah. So I guess if it's a more elaborate piece, because some of them... She had a little, like, she took a few different pieces and made mooses out. I think they were moose that she was creating out of.
Moose-shaped moose turds?
Yes.
Wow.
And they were hanging.
That's creative.
Like a mobile, almost. They were, like, hanging.
We should buy one and put it up here.
FTL
moose turd. She apparently sells clocks, picture frames, and ornaments, encouraging everyone to give an S for Christmas.
Yeah.
Her things are completely safe to have in your home. They go through a dehydration process because, as she says, juicy ones are never a good feature.
Oh. Girl, the details we didn't need.
Once the crap is dried, it's then dipped in a secret coating to give it an appealing look. All right, so I have to pause. I have to pause this article right here. There's a saying in both the audio world of rock and roll, as well as the corporate world of, like, when you're, you know, trying to give a presentation, you got a PowerPoint thing to do or whatever, that if you try to polish a turd, it's still just a turd. Now it's shiny.
Yeah.
Right? So.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah. That's the whole appeal, you know? Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a shiny turd now, so.
I kind of want to buy one of these things for my sister because her life dream is to see a moose. And
that's
it
the
just
closest
hasn't,
thing you're going to get.
Yeah, it just hasn't happened for her yet, you know?
How is that her dream?
That's her dream.
To see a moose.
Yeah.
Okay, look, man.
So anyone that sees a moose and tells her about it, she's like, I'm not happy for you. I don't tell me about it. I don't want to know.
Does she know that?
Big, like a very jealousy, you know?
Does she know that occasionally zoos will have a moose? And that she could probably just go and see one at the zoo?
Really? You think?
Around here.
It's been a while since I've...
Around here, I would guess.
I would think those would just be wild.
Didn't you drag her up to Porkfest up in the
yeah,
White Mountains?
Yeah, she was really hoping that she'd see one.
Did she at least see the Moose Crossing sign?
Yes. Saw the sign.
It's a cartoon figure.
Saw, and I actually...
Bullwinkle.
I pranked her, and I texted her, and I have a group chat with her and my mom, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you won't believe it. I just saw a moose.
I'll send you a video, and it's Rick Roll.
Yes, no, it was just a stuffed animal.
That's what
I
want.
That I, like, put outside. And
if you're going to contact this lady, can you get her to make one in the shape of Rick Astley? Because that's the one you want.
Rick Tootsie Roll.
Never going to give you
man.
Up. Mary says her... crappy artwork makes for a perfect gift. So, there you go. That's about the size of that article. Hi, like,
so this is not the exact article we talked about, but I think it was the same moose. It was a moose jewelry, moose poop jewelry.
Oh.
Article.
Yeah, see, I think that they're...
And there was another one, too, of but it was a different animal, and I think they were importing it. They were it was like a TSA thing, right?
It was
the monkeys.
Monkey or giraffes. No.
Oh, giraffe was the other
and then
one.
There was the mummified monkey jerky.
All right, so
that was a different one.
Wait, let's just
we need
recap.
A best of.
Let's just recap the animals here. Giraffe, monkey.
Yeah.
Moose. Am I missing
but the monkey wasn't poop, it was monkey jerky.
Oh.
It was like a meat product.
But I thought maybe I'm just thinking of monkeys flinging.
Yeah, they'll do that.
You know, like, okay.
Right. You're thinking of the first internet meme video with the monkey.
Should we go for a double flush?
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're only halfway through.
Oh,
the
yeah,
segment,
do it.
So. Double flush it is. Our other.
Our two ply.
Our two ply. Our second number two story. It's two squared. Comes to us from the New York Post. What makes airplane toilets so extraordinary?
They're loud as anything.
So whenever I think of airplane toilets, I think about the story of how supposedly, and I don't know any of this for a fact, it's just a story that I heard, that airplanes, when you do flush the toilet, the stuff that goes down the toilet goes into a holding tank of sorts, and then it gets ejected out of the plane into the atmosphere and can freeze.
No way.
I don't think that's
and fall
happen.
To the ground.
There's a tank that they empty.
That's what I thought, but like there are supposedly there's
well, they're over
no,
the
I think
ocean.
It's
a story
the cruise ships that do that.
There's a story out there about
yeah, they can dump garbage
about somebody
yeah. so
finding,
many miles outside of us.
About somebody finding the ejected airplane stuff. If you
yeah.
would like to find that on the Magic Rectangle, feel free. I, you know,
whatever you call it.
It's just whenever I hear about airplane toilets, that's the first thing I think about is this like cube of ass, right?
Falling.
You know, like hurling, you know, at free fall rates.
Right
through the sky.
It's like the comet that goes through the ceiling or the guy's roof.
Right, and it would be like. Like, I mean, if it happens over, like, a, you know, a big city or something, right?
Feet.
Like, that's one thing. But if it happens over the ocean, nobody's going to notice, right? It's the equivalent of if you have to pee and you're on a boat, you just sort of hang it over the edge of the boat.
Right.
And then you motor on your way,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's, anyway, just from the New York Post. What makes airplane toilets so extraordinary? Flight experts explain why they suck in a good way. Now, this is going to prompt some idiot to, like, put his junk into the airplane toilet
oh, no.
because he read that the toilet sucked.
And that's yeah. going to fall on that
guy. I wouldn't know.
There's going to be an injury. It'll make another story for us on
oh,
a Sunday.
Yeah. yeah.
So, right. you know, in one way, I look forward to that. But also, if you're listening to this, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Just because something has suction doesn't mean you need to, you know... Have your way with it. Airplane toilets suck. Literally. Airplane toilets are anything but a simple touch and flush operation. Flight experts wowed travelers after revealing the extraordinary amount of engineering that goes into allowing people to safely do their business at 40,000 feet. In general, the airplane setting takes the most mundane tasks from heating water to, well, using the lavatory, to new heights. Of difficulty due to safety concerns. Yeah. I guess it would be a safety concern, right?
Yeah. You know? Turbulence in the bathroom.
I had some bathroom turbulence earlier this morning.
Turbulence.
Everything is twice as hard on a plane as on the ground, says Al St. Germain, an aviation industry consultant who's worked for airlines including Delta and United. He told CNN, the Criminal News Network. Flushing airplane toilets with water is prohibited due to aircraft weight restrictions, not to mention that the water would slosh out of the bowl upon hitting turbulence.
Yeah.
May not be very pleasant.
So how do they flush?
Hmm.
Fortunately, scientists devised a plan B, air. That's right. Waste matter is sucked out of the plane using a differential pressure. Rather than the passive siphon system employed by most terrestrial toilets, in a system patented by James Kemper in 1975. When the laboratory users press the button, a valve opens up in the bowl, connecting to a pressurized pipe. This then sucks out the bowl's contents like a high-altitude Hoover vacuum, hence the contraption's moniker, vacuum toilet, after which the valve snaps shut. It's like your vacuum cleaner. It sucks. Explained,
clean it for poop.
Explained Nigel Jones, an aircraft engineer from Kingston University in London. The suction effect is caused by the natural difference in pressure between the cabin and the outside atmosphere that's generated by the plane climbing into the sky. Right. We've all seen this in the movies where, you know, the door blows open and somebody gets sucked out the door because they weren't fastened in appropriately or whatever.
Boeing comes to mind.
Boing. Yeah, we talked about them yesterday, too. In fact, the vacuuming occurs continuously throughout the whole flight, but we only hear it when the valve opens, right? So they can maintain a negative pressure. Right, yeah. Then, of course, there's the age-old question of where the contents go after getting flushed. Aha!
Ah!
Aha! We're getting to the flying cube of S, or at least something.
Frozen S.
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, I wonder what the popular belief is.
Yeah, do people think about this frequently, or?
It's popular.
Ah, here we go. Contrary to popular belief, waste matter isn't just shot out of the airlock into the sky a la Goldfinger, but rather goes into pressurized waste tanks, which are generally located at both the rear and front.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I want to know what the popular
Did people really think it just got, like, shot out of the airplane, though? That was popular belief?
A pilot named Garrett has gone viral on TikTok after giving the scoop on what happens to the poop after you flush an airplane toilet. When you are on your airplane and you got to go, where does it go? Said Garrett. Blah, blah, blah. Maybe flush toilet in aircraft hasn't done blah, blah, blah. It goes through plumbing to the rear of the aircraft in the seal compartments where the grounds crew and the destination will remove all that is waste. So there you go. Do you feel validated now, Nikki?
I do.
Very well. You are validated.
It's no longer a popular belief that it gets just thrown out the back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. These are then emptied into honey wagons.
Yes.
In the Washington State, Seattle area, there's a company called Honey Bucket.
Mm-hmm.
They're the local porta potty company.
Honey wagon.
Yeah. Honey Bucket. Right.
Honey Bucket.
Yeah. So these are then emptied into honey wagons, special waste disposal vehicles that transport the contents to the airport for processing. While the mechanism may seem strange, vacuum toilets boast many advantages over their siphon-based counterparts, even for normal, non-plane-based installations. These include narrower sewer pipes, the ability to flush in any direction, as these loos don't rely on gravity. Wait a minute. So does that mean if the plane had to, like, spin upside down, and you were in the bathroom taking care of business,
it would still work?
And like, you flushed right at the moment it inverted, that it would still work? That's interesting.
I wonder if they have these on the space station.
Oh, yeah, what do they do? See, that's a better question. What do they do when there's no gravity?
Like
the airplane, flush. I can kind of come up with an answer for that pretty easily myself. Yeah. But the spaceships.
You got a floating number two and you bag it?
Well,
I think I've heard of this.
Well, we know that things freeze when they're, you know, in space, right? Like a human gets, you know, y'all see these science fiction shows. Oh, we're going to shoot them out the airlock. And they do. And the person, like, freezes within, like, seconds.
Right. Yeah. But I have questions about the whole process. Like, the whole process.
Right. It doesn't, if you're sitting on the toilet, it doesn't just go down. It just stays right there.
If you're a former NASA
astronaut
and you've had to take care of your business, your number two, on the shuttle or in the space station, give us a call, 603-283-6160, because Nikki has questions.
I think we all have questions
about the whole process.
Apparently, a lot of other people are asking this question too, because it popped up rather quickly on the search engine that I'm using. So,
and
what's the popular belief?
They use a hose with a funnel at the end.
They use hose,
and they hold it tightly. Where
my hose
at?
They hold it for 2 weeks.
Well, because
they don't eat very much.
As far as urinating, I get that because the body self pressurizes, and so you know you can sort of direct that even in zero gravity, right? It's coming out of you pressurized, so that kind of makes sense. But I don't get the number two part, right? Like that's not nearly as
pressurized. Well, if they're eating Mexican, maybe they could. Taco Bell.
They get lots of hermetically sealed Taco Bell.
Exactly. Extra pressure.
Dehydrated chalupas.
Pooping in a bag is the what Business Insider has to say about this.
Oh, the old PIB method. I see.
PIB.
Right. All right, well.
Is that Business Insider or Doing Your Business Insider?
Taking care of Business Insider.
Taking care of Business.
Nobody's Business Insider. You guys are too much fun.
It's Sunday.
On average, vacuum potties use half a gallon or less compared to 1.6 gallons of water for a water-saving toilet, and up to 5 gallons for an older toilet. Yeah, that's
5 gallons?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever, a flush?
Have you ever seen? No, that's an old toilet, like an old house toilet
that has the whole chain up above.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
5 gallons.
Or even the just the big tank behind it.
Wow.
Like they used to be super huge. Like I think pre 1970 or something.
Yeah.
You know, and in fact, I live in an older house. And the toilet is older, but the valve that I had to replace the valve in it, I didn't have to, but I did when I moved in because I'm like, that's the last thing I want to go wrong, right? You know, got to have working facilities, man.
Right.
It's important. Right. So I replaced the valve in it. And what it does is it literally only fills the tank like halfway.
Oh.
It's the regular behind the toilet tank, but the new valve only allows the toilet to fill halfway before it cuts off, whereas the valve that was in it before filled it all the way. So you can see where the old line is. There's like a stain where the old line is near the top, and then now since I put this new valve in it, the stain is like about half the water down, so it only uses about half the water for the same flush somehow.
Well, we don't have a water problem up here, that's for sure.
Right.
So you can get one of these high tank pull chain toilets from Home Depot for like a little over $1,000. They still sell them.
They're bougie.
Yeah.
That does sound bougie. Although
I want mine to have 10 gallons of water.
Yeah, there's no. I mean, like they've already proven that you need like one gallon. 1.5 gallons to
That's what the airlines use.
A regular flush. No, actually.
Oh, just in general.
Well, now because we got some eco-friendly toilets with the buttons.
Yeah.
And those, I mean, they're really light.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much water that uses, but it doesn't seem like a lot at all.
It's not much. So there you have it. What's your preferred method? You know, do you like the over the tank chain method? Do you like the behind the toilet tank?
Going out with the moose?
Do you like the low flow? Do you like the outhouse? The pit and privy? Give us a call. 603-283-6160. Still to come, how's the government gonna fix ice cream?
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.